It's Friday, August 12th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The U.S. Military Central Command skewed its reports tracking the rise of ISIS in Iraq and Syria during 2014 and 2015 to make the situation appear better than it was, according to a House Republican task force analysis released Thursday. Newsmax.com reports that, simply put, the U.S. Central Command hid the truth. But instead of being discouraged by the rise of ISIS, look at Psalm 37:20, where the psalmist declares what the Lord will do to his enemies. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. A former Marine was court-martialed because she would not remove a Bible verse from her workplace, then lost her appeal in federal court earlier this week. Monifa Sterling was told to remove Isaiah 54:17 from her workplace, which says, "No weapon formed against thee shall prosper." However, in a 4-1 decision, the federal appeals court said that the superior's actions did not constitute a substantial burden on her First Amendment rights. First Liberty Institute plans to appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. Some organizations are working to apply more pressure on the U.S. to confront Pakistan on their religious persecution of Christians and other minorities. Advocates from the Heritage Foundation and Open Doors want the issue of religious persecution to play a more important role in negotiations between the two nations. Also, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has repeatedly recommended that the U.S. designate Pakistan a, quote, country of particular concern, unquote, according to Fox News. Christian women in particular have been targeted for persecution as they are compelled to convert to Islam by forced marriage. 60 China